It is.
Blog Talk Radio.
Why the fuck these niggas wanna go against the grain? Why the fuck these niggas wanna drag a nigga name? True story. I know some niggas who hurt me.
They hurt me.
A couple bitches who hurt me.
They hurt me.
The jury don't want me to make it. The DA, I know that he working.
Oh, he working.
Prosecutors wanna help me.
What?
I'm hoping they don't do me dirty.
Do me dirty.
This 40, I got the bitch dirty.
Fuck.
Shoot on go, he shoot perfect.
What?
I got 100 on me.
On me.
The devil ride me in my sleep.
Oh, he do.
I break a bitch in a week. Little bitch, I'm not what you think.
Nah.
I stood in the field with my hitters. I kept that rocket on me.
I do.
Hate that I had to get rid of my niggas. I heard that we're plotting on me.
Oh, it's true.
For the love of money, my homies ain't turned they back. Same niggas, they still on me on the pack. Say they gon' check me. My closest friends, I knew since we was kids. Say they gon' whack me. But I ain't lying, I'm slangin' nine. And bitch, they know that, so get at me. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. I would've killed for you niggas. Now I can't deal with you niggas. Talking to the grill reaper. Finna get rid of you niggas. So sick of these niggas. Claiming they hitters and killers.
They not.
Showing out for them bitches. Flexing on Instagram pictures.
You a dog.
With it on my life, on my mama, we gon' be straight.
Hey.
My partner looked me in my face before I took that case.
And what he do?
Then a nigga turned state. Other homie turned snake. But I can't be real with these niggas. How could they do me that way?
Yeah.
I was broke in a bitch, oh, I'm hustling, I'm on my grind, yeah. Work my way up to a quarter pound, selling dime bags. I spent 250 for the sheets. It's on the cook, I'm hitting leaf. My nigga hit me for some zips. Shouldn't have showed him word either. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Have you ever gave your last $20 to a nigga that you love?
And that same nigga you call your partner, talk about you, drinking lanes through the mud. Yeah, they ain't gonna like it. They ain't gonna like me. I've been getting to the money. Everybody mad. Everybody mad. Same old nigga from the block. Same old nigga with the pot. The same old nigga from the trap. Everybody hated on him, then he bounced right back. I just spent a whole lot of time overseas. Doubling my money cause you know I won't cheese. I've been in my hometown playing with the keys. When they fell off the boat, yeah, I'm talking about belief. I know it's a whole lot of niggas that was hating. I know it's a whole lot of bitches that was taken. So I shut the niggas up, bitches filling up. So I was due that I was sick, so I had to stay patient. Taking over summer, niggas tell me what's the bid. Hurt you still cuffing, niggas tell me what it is. You ain't paying no bills, buying no fans, buying no heels. Goddamn, let a bitch live. All I see is 20. If it ain't quarter meal, fuck the whip. I don't want it, about to make these niggas sick to their stomach. I be getting to the money. Everybody mad. I think I'm getting too much money. Everybody mad. Same old nigga from the block. Same old nigga with the pot. The same old nigga from the trap. Everybody hated on him, then he bounced right back. life OT, I'ma live it up. Now my ex-girl tryna make me jealous, cause she got a new nigga. She don't know that I don't give a fuck. I got me a deal, but I'm still in the street. Heard a couple niggas talking like they got beef. They forgot sesame, teriyaki sauce with the rice on the side, sweaty pussy niggas sweet. I got all this money on my motherfucking mind. Diamonds in my dial, I can't even see the time. All my niggas pull up, please don't let me bang the line. And they super extra when them niggas off the line. All I know is blood, Crips, Pyro. I'm a West Side nigga, don't get it fucked up. Niggas sick cause they thought I locked up. I be getting to the money, everybody mad. I think I'm getting too much money, everybody mad. Same old nigga from the block, same old nigga with the pot, the same old nigga from the trap. Everybody hated on him, then he bounced right back. I be getting to the money, everybody mad. I think I'm getting too much money, everybody mad. Same old nigga from the block, same old nigga with the pot, old nigga for the trap. Everybody hated on him, then he bounced right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night edition of your Clocks Off Grunge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth will be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Ugh.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing.
Hello, race world. Hello, grudge world. Hello, fans. Hello, each and everyone that's on the show. Uncle Larry, once again, with another Clocks Off production, you all. We're trying to see if we can get it in, y'all, and get everything back like it's supposed to be. Hopefully it works that way. I love to see people get together and enjoy each other. We love to see these guys get down the track and get at one another. It's a beautiful circle when you can take it and put it together and put all the energies and stuff together to help people to come in and enjoy themselves. Fans do what the fans do. Racers do what they do. And all together is just one great big old package. With that being said, I'm going to say hello to each and everybody that's on the show at this present time. Hopefully, it's quite a few on here. If not, we still gonna let the ball bounce. We ain't going to stop the ball from bouncing because it's been some funny stuff going on for the last 2 days, you know. Southside in Chicago, Big Eddie, they've been coming in, man, and they've been saying that they own the West Side, man, you know. And I turn around and last night the West Side came on and stood up. Eddie, I'm trying to figure out, man, who really run this thing, Eddie. That's what I'm trying to figure out, man, because one say they do, and the other make a stand up and say they do. So I'm just really wondering what's going on. What you think about that, Ed?
Well, one of them say he owned the whole West Side, and the West Side say come get it. It sounds like one of them capping, because last night it was announced that the whole West Side was having a party on my show last night. And that person that was hollering he owned the West Side tucked his tail and was scared to even come on and show up. You can tell who got some heart, because Vaughn and his crew came right on and they got in the mix, you know. The other strong brothers from the South Side that stood up for the South Side was trying to get his ass wiped out because he couldn't have goddamn it came with a broomstick and did nothing. They just swept his ass just like LeBron and them got swept. And that was Big Mark.
Oh, man.
I was trying to tell Mark, man, Mark, saying neutral, man. Don't do that, Mark. You can't do nothing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man, he was on that type of song. I'm Southside for life, and I'm going to do this, and I start. And then he started naming people, and goddamn it, the show got completely full. But then now, if they was on there trying to protect Mark, then now one of them hit the damn one button, say nothing.
Oh, but
last night. Man, I had to make a song up last night, man, for the West Side. I said, nothing but a West Side party. Party, and nothing but a West Side party. Them boys came and stood up. And I appreciate that, man. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Ooh,
yeah, man.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Well, man, I'm trying to wait for them to get in there and let me know who really runs things, man, because they can say it, but you got to bag it up.
Well, they're going to figure that out on the 17th, Uncle Larry. They're going to figure it out on the 17th at U.S. 41, June 17th. That's when the West Side say they got to do something. They say they coming to take over right there on the 17th. So they're going to show up on the 17th and fight for that crown. It ought to be a hell of a race that day, because we also got 5 shootouts for that day. If everybody come to play, yes, sir, it's going to be something for everybody to come out there, and it should be a full show from the rooter to the tooter. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's
well,
what we're
looking
for, man.
I know you got the doors open for every category. Street cars,
yes,
everything.
Sir.
You got the doors open for them, you know. So if they really just want to come on in and just go on and get down, the land of opportunity it is, baby. It's wide open, man.
Yes, sir.
Wide open.
Yes,
yep.
Sir. And you can be black. You can be black, white, or just right. You're welcome. Come on in there and show yourself. If you think you got enough muscle, get in that motherfucking line and hustle. That's all I got to say.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. Well, you had it going on last night. That's for sure. Whoever won that,
man.
Boy, they missed it last night.
Yeah, yes, man. It was full house, man. It was full house. Or at some point, some people couldn't get in the show. You know, there's a whole lot of people in there. There's a whole lot of people that didn't touch that one button, man. I tell you, they did not touch that one button.
Yeah, you said they ran the South Side of the way.
Man.
They might not want to show up tonight there. They may not want to show up tonight. I was hoping they would come here and entertain the people on the Clocks Off, other Clocks Off production show, you know. But I guess we just have to wait and see.
Well, Uncle Larry, there's a little something going on. We ain't going to talk about it, but all I can do is hope that just because you with the same organization that I'm with, that they don't take it out on you. If they do, I have to apologize to you, man, because there's a few people stepping back that's a, thinking they causing me some harm, but, man, they ain't causing me no motherfucking harm, man.
I heard that.
Well, yeah, I just hope they don't.
Yeah, I man. A long time ago. You can come in.
Yeah.
Just like somebody coming out. You come in, you can make them welcome. You can make them welcome to what you got. And if that's still not acceptable to them, hey, I'll holler.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to lose no love or nothing for nobody in a situation like that. Okay.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I ain't going to knock nobody for their opinion. I'm going to just make mine.
That's right. Everybody got one. That's for sure.
Yes,
I ain't seen nobody that didn't have one. I just like my little brother, Ken asked me last night when I was telling him about it was going to get real hot around here. Ken asked me last night. He said, well, it's getting so hot. How come Leroy made his debut down in California? Well, I didn't really want to answer that question, Eddie. But I sat back and I thought about it, and I didn't want to do it on your show. And the reason I didn't want to do it on your show because you was having such a good show. But on my show, how many other people that made their debut somewhere else? You know,
most of us.
A lot of people that made a debut somewhere else, and back in the older times. I would mention why y'all couldn't do it here or something like that. I don't even say that no more. I just sat back.
Right.
Let them do what they do because I'm a fan. I'm a person that is with an organization where we're trying to make things good.
Yes, sir.
Open the show up, open the floor up, let them come in, have their fun, let them lock their races in. You know, as long as they keep it right down the middle, you know, it's nothing complicated about it. So they do what they want to do with their car. You know?
Yeah, man.
That's what's happening with that, you know? So.
Yeah, man.
Like I said, I'm just sitting back. And I want to hear about it or I want to see it. One of the two. Whichever one the good Lord bless me with, it'll be fine.
Yeah. We got a few look like out of town numbers on the phone.
Oh, man.
I don't know if anybody want to come in and start talking with us. The show would be appreciated, man, because we start running out of breath.
Yeah.
You know, we some old motherfuckers, and our wind gets short. So we would like to have a little company on here, y'all.
Yeah, because the show is more than welcome. Ain't no doubt
about
it. Yes, sir. They're more than welcome. And I sit down and be quiet and let them have the flow. Because the show, I don't do the show for me. I do the show for them.
That's
it's
right.
Not for me at all. I don't want no fame and glory.
Yes,
the only thing I want to do
yes,
is cut shit. All I want to do. Like
yeah.
I told them a long time ago, it's still saying I just want a fellowship. Enjoy myself being around that, being around them. Enjoy myself being around what we the whole purpose that we came for, period. You know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You feel like fighting tonight?
Do I feel like fighting a little bit?
Yeah.
Who I gotta fight in? Oh God, I got an uncomfortable.
I don't know who's gonna pop out, man. Cause I mean, I was surprised with such little comments. You know what I'm saying? But it might start popping up if you say this shit.
Uh-oh. Well, it's always the truth, Eddie. Well, what did they say? Just keeping it real?
Yeah, I've been trying to, man. I mean, you know, around here, some of these guys, they get so big that when they make a statement, they don't want you to challenge the statement. If you challenge the statement, then you got to be a dumb, stupid motherfucker, ignorant, don't know nothing, and you ain't got shit. Because you make a statement. You understand? And when I say make a statement, opinion. And see, that don't work for me because all my life, whether I had dust in my pocket to a dime, I was the same motherfucker. And I don't I don't never believe in looking up to a motherfucker, no matter what he got. And I don't believe in looking down on a motherfucker, no matter what he got. You could be a bum in the street. I'm going to treat you with the same respect if you was a rich man. Because I look at things where we have to look at each other eye to eye at the same level. See, I'm on the square. I'm a square man. And I believe in being just that. Some people lose sight of that.
Yeah.
You understand me? I look to the east, brother. I look to the east. I'm a square man. Yes, sir. So I ain't never been raised to look down on somebody. Matter of fact, if I think I'm looking down on a person, I'm going to help them up. That's the type of person I always been. And I'm hoping that if I ever go down, that a person will do the same for me. That's God will right there. And there's only such special peoples in the world that will do that for anybody and everybody if they can. You ain't got to be able to belong to a certain society of different people that think they're at this level. So if they feel you at the level, then you're okay. You can come on in and look down on other people. That ain't what it's about, man. That ain't what it's all about, Uncle Larry. Yes, sir. So we ain't going to let you make them comments, man, because we don't want nobody to start boycotting your show and shit.
Yeah, you over here gangbanger, man.
Yeah. No, man, you know I ain't going to do that, bro.
Yeah, it sound like you're a traveling man. That's what it sound like.
I am.
You know, I ain't the smartest tack in the pack, but he's talking about squares and all that, but I'm going to back up from that. I'm going to leave that alone. But, yeah, hello, everybody. How y'all doing?
Doing something, Brother Leroy.
I'm doing damn great, man. I don't have a whole lot to talk about right now because we're trying to get the damn equipment ready, and we're going to let that equipment run up in some asses and let it do all the talking. So I don't want to talk too much more about it. But let me work a little bit. Give me a minute. We'll be ready to work.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well,
we appreciate you, Mr. Klotzoff, for coming on and speaking to everybody that's on the show. And we also appreciate you getting the equipment together because, you know, Uncle Larry don't really like to say too much, but when I do say something, I like to know what I'm talking about. And I promise the people on the show that it's going to get real hot around here. There's one that believe it, it's fine. The one that don't want to believe it, it's fine also. All I know, Clark's office doing what they got to do. That's all I know.
Well, like I said, I'm trying not to talk too much, but
right.
We're going to start from the bottom and work our way all the way to the top. And if for those that don't believe, just shut the fuck up and watch.
That's wow. And don't get in the motherfucking way.
Yeah.
And don't get in the way.
No. Get in the way.
Yeah.
Get in the way. Don't try to talk nobody down off the motherfucking road. Let them get in the road. And we take it
from
there. Road key. So, Brother Bo, can I presume that you said the ass cutting is just not for the one certain somebody, it's for whoever get in the way?
For anybody who get in the way.
Everybody.
Every goddamn body.
Wow.
So, you know, Mr. Willie Dog and his crew, every goddamn body. Grudge races of the year. Every goddamn body.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
You know you gotta be careful, brother. You know you gotta be careful with that, brother, because you're gonna have everybody mad.
Shit. All right. Well, I'm gonna fall back for a minute because I want to do more work than I talk. So shit.
Yeah, man.
So man,
yeah.
y'all go hold it down, man. I'll be rapping back with y'all in a little bit.
All right, man.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I'm going to
one
theater
thing.
Tonight, man.
Yeah, where is Kid, man? You don't see Kid on the board?
Hey, you should find him, Uncle Larry. You should find him because he's been coming in a little late, you know, lately. So,
I'll
take his job from him, man. I'll take his job.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what's happening? I can tell you what he's doing. He watching the basketball.
Watching
there,
sport.
Man.
Watching basketball.
Sure is. Sure is.
I got him in.
Might as well watch basketball. Ain't too much racing going on.
No. Ain't. There's some good days to do some racing, ain't it, kid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I can't say nothing, man, because I ain't got shit to go race with, not today.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to keep my mouth shut.
Can I ask you a question, kid? You missed Wallace, we took it up.
Yeah. Yep.
Presumably, if some racing is going on, who you rolling with, the south side or the west side?
Uh-oh.
That's a good question. That's a damn good question, cause.
Yeah.
That's a damn good question. Right now, I'm gonna stay neutral.
You
gonna
stay
neutral?
Yeah.
Good place to be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good position to be because the South Side has been doing some racing, and they've been proving this and that and so far and so on up until this point in time. But from the way that I understand it, things is going to change, and things have changed already. So, you know, I don't know. I'm going to take my position, kid. I'm going to roll with the West Side, kid. Going to roll with the West Side.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because I know about four or five vehicles is going to show up at one time. Oh, man. And when they show up, it's supposed to be mass destruction. So we're going to see.
We're going to see, you know. We're going to.
Going to, right.
Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first class going to be on the 17th at US 41, June 17th.
In my Bobby Cole's voice, you got to show up to show out.
What's up?
A well-given point. And I want to see them show out. I want to see all of them, south side, east side, west side, north side. I want to see all of them show out. That's what I want to see is being a fan.
That is true.
Yeah, I want to see them show out. Because, like I said before, kids, I say it again, and you know I'm not telling no lie because you was right there. Chicago has been one of the greatest racing towns that it has been, man.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes, it has been. It has been. Yes, it has. So we just have to wait and see what's going to develop and hope that they pull it together because even though you may not be going to represent, you're representing anyway when you go somewhere. Mm-hmm. Because everybody know that you come from a different place other than what they are. So if you when you go and yep. you do what you do, they go, now, man, that dude from Wisconsin, he was nothing. That dude from Chicago, he didn't do nothing, man. That dude from Michigan, he didn't do nothing, man. They're going to put the title on it. You already got the title on your back anyway when you go. So mm-hmm. ain't nothing wrong with just trying to represent anyway because of the simple fact that everybody comes from somewhere. That's the way I see it. You know, the representation yeah, sir. Is already there. It's already there. Yes, sir. Not unless we're going to send Baby. We can send Baby the representative y'all want to send.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Oh, man. Lord, have mercy.
You never, they'll never forget Chicago then.
Sure won't.
They'll remember Chicago then, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Turn Baby loose. Yeah, turn him loose.
Yes, indeed. Because if Chicago never was on the map, he's a person that could put it on the map.
Can he put him on the map, Kit?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I've been sitting back waiting now, man, for about 30 minutes now, man, for all that fire and desire. You know, the west side and the south side, man, they was having that little thing last night. Hey, Eddie, you know what? Your show broke it up, man. That's what it did, Eddie. Your show broke it up, man.
Yeah, it seemed like it did, man. I think three of them and the crew was a little too aggressive last night. It just seemed like did nobody really want none.
Oh man.
Well, I'm gonna say this here. Now the big race is coming up in about 3 weeks. Hopefully
yes,
everybody will have their cars together and this, that, and the other. Now they're gonna have a decent place to race at, and I'm gonna see what's gonna happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to have a different, definitely a decent track, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So all that old land back in the bushes, you know, doing all that talking, you're going to have to put up a shut up.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir. And
especially if the weather's
I'm waiting
good.
On my... I'm waiting on my wheelchair to come out the chassis shop. I hope the chassis shop have it ready. And then my wire guy got a wire up the nitrous on it, and I'll be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I hear you.
Yes, sir.
Cause see, you'd be about halfway for the racing season up here in the Midwest and shit.
Yeah, man.
So have about maybe 3 more months at the most.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, they're coming on in here, Uncle Larry. Ain't nobody hit that one button yet, but they sure coming up in here, man. Young Tyreek came on the show last night, man. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I send him my thanks, man, you know, because... Every new head is good for us, man.
Yep. Well, we appreciate each and everybody.
We got a hand up, Uncle Larry.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Not a hand up. Come on and open it up.
Mm-hmm.
Open it up. West side?
Yes, sir.
West side?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
South side is in here, man. I don't know what y'all talking about.
I want to go to Jeremiah.
We're going to get you off the phone, but it's the west side, so I don't know what y'all talking about. South side hit a game bang. Y'all niggas don't want to be up. Man, we can take two camps and sweep through the whole west side, man.
Wow.
Man, what y'all saying? We can take two camps and sweep through the whole west side.
Now, Jeremiah, you cool with me. You cool with me, but you better tread lightly, Jeremiah.
All that bullshit remains to be seen, in about 3 more weeks. Somebody gonna have to shit or get out the pot.
Get your ass up. He's doing a lot of talking about the West Side kid, but he's gonna have to tangle with the West Side real soon.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. Sooner or later, somebody gonna have to shit or get off the pot. All that talking gonna come to a head.
Kid, only thing I can tell him, kid, if I step through that gate with a little big man, goddamn it, somebody in trouble.
Wow, only
thing I can tell him. Somebody's in trouble.
Little big man.
Y'all talking all that in trouble, kid.
Y'all don't want to see the South Side. Tell you what, if I step through that gate like that, somebody done fucked up. They fucked up. Hey, Chef Lee, I had the whole entire West Side on the show last night.
What was all these tough-ass Southsiders last night? The only one showed up was Vaughn and maybe a couple of more. What was there last night?
Hey, let me tell you something. Vaughn going to show up rain, sleet, or snow. That nigga bite nails. He going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to worry about him.
Another one showed up last night. I shouldn't have pronounced that it was going to be a West Side party on here last night.
Ain't nothing but a West Side party.
Hey, but you know what? I wish somebody would have called me. I forgot, man. I was so much. You got Facebook, man.
I don't look for y'all, man.
They said they call the people with fast cars.
Oh, shit.
You
right. I'm just a spectator.
You ain't even got to talk to him like that. Get on his ass.
Hey,
all you need to do is sit back in the background
and be a fan. Get on his ass.
I am a fan, and
that's okay. Fans know what look fast
and what don't.
Oh, shit. You got a point, Jeff. Yeah. Only thing I'm gonna say is this.
I just told you two camps could end the whole fucking West Side victory.
That ain't true, Jerry.
I bet you ain't no better out of that camp than you can run.
It's not true, Jerry. You my man, 100 grand, Jerry. Don't do
who
that.
Who you gonna race, Jeremiah?
I'm gonna race this up, bro.
What's going on with you? How you feel?
Who you gonna race out of that camp?
Yeah, I'm too slow, really, to race anybody.
You just supporting what I said, see?
Come on now, Jerry.
what you trying to say, Flop? He just a fan with a car?
Yeah, he might as well be a pro spectator, too.
Okay.
Kind of, sort of. It's okay, though. I might not be able to whip, but, well, I could definitely. I could run with scrap. I could run with, thank you for the text message.
Well, we're going to get to see
scrap.
That.
Hold on,
we're going to get
on.
To see that real
soon. I could run with scrap. I could run with, what's that other boy name with the regal that looks just like mine?
You could run with me, Jim.
Yeah, I probably could.
Yeah.
I probably could. I might need a little space, but I probably could.
Now, Jeremiah. You say you just named about three people that you could run with, right?
Yeah.
All right. Are you gonna engage with any of them three people?
Oh, shit. I can't.
Well, I'm already locked in with one of them.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
I'm locked in with one of them already. So.
Okay.
I'm gonna race the one that I'm locked in with, and then I got a couple more. Guys that's talking to me. So I mean,
in other words, you playing spades. You got a couple more possibles.
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay. I hear Vic is looking to lock you back in too, from what I hear.
Yeah, but see, Vic don't know what he's doing, but I beat him.
I don't beat the big drum. He got to beat the mind now. I got his money in my pocket. Okay. He ain't got none of mine.
Right. I understand that.
Yeah. So he got to beat the my drum.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. He got to beat the Mondrome, baby.
So if all said and done, in about 3 more weeks, everybody should damn near about have oil pressure or whatever and ready to engage. So this should be a hell of a show.
Yeah, I mean, everybody should, but you know how that go. Anything can happen, so.
Yeah. Anything can happen. That's true. That's true.
That goes for all of them. I don't care who it is. That goes for all of them. Niggas could be ready all the way up until the day before some stupid shit happens. So, you know?
Yes, sir. If you got oil pressure, there should be no ducking and dodging.
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay.
Yeah. See, the whole thing is, if everybody that got oil pressure, just grab a man, they ain't got to grab no big man. See, here's the thing, man. If you get a couple guys out there that's willing to race for 1,000, 1,500, man, there's gonna be a lot of people out there racing. Come June 17th. But if you got everybody trying to act like they a fucking millionaire, 2 on 10, 50 on 100 million, all that stupid shit, man, stop.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna do that though, Eddie. They ain't gonna do too many of them.
You're right.
Yeah, they gotta let their egos have a floor. Some egos got to have a floor. So because some egos got to have a floor, they're racing.
That is true. A good friend of mine, you know, he used to race for, you know, $3,000-4,000. And he would tell him, you know, bring all your side bets and shit to me. Just put it in a bag and bring them all to me.
Yeah. Man, please, it's going to be... How many scores provided that? Like I said, if some of these guys were to act like they was gonna get busy, man, please, it could be some amazing shit to happen. It could be some amazing shit to happen come June 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really could be. But you know how that go. Like I said, them egos gonna get soaring and flying and stuff, and everybody gonna forget that they got life to live. So it is what it is.
Please remember to exit your seat on all of your chairs. Oh, somebody got some background noise there.
That's background noise. I'm walking out the store right now.
Oh, okay.
Y'all.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
That's me. I'm walking out the store right now. Yeah, so they're gonna act like they're just here now. I'm telling you, man. Let the first nigga get up there and say that. I had no more chance, man. Yeah, I gave it all in there, man. Trying to get me a piece of meat, man. Hey, they gonna get up there, man. Let that first person get up there and go for $1,500, man. And somebody find out the total pot $3,000. All it's gonna take is one trip, son. That's it. Man, you gonna have so many races happen. Nigga, get up there talking about, man, fuck you, bitch. Go for a G right now. Bitch, fuck in. I'm telling you, man.
All them gazillionaire racers, they either dead and gone or locked up.
Man, yeah, they gone. These niggas ain't that no more. These niggas got link cards. Now they bragging about their link cards. They
oh, man, not the link card.
Fuck out of here, man. Oh,
man. Oh, man.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, man.
You can happen to live off the government but want to try to race.
Hey, Jeremiah, they say, I want to lock in for a sandwich. Oh, we can do that. Do they take Link over there?
Right.
No.
No, man. But see, again, like I said, everybody want to feel act like it's the glory days and shit. Man, all it's going to take is one nigga that's noticeable to get up there and be like, man, fuck you, nigga. Go for a G right now. Lock in right now. We got to be in a saving lane in 30 minutes. Man, you're going to have a nigga going to his pocket so quick, you're going to damn near rip his pants out. Go for a G. So you mean if you go for a G right now, I could race another nigga later on for another 1500? Oh, shit, I only came with $3,000. I'm going to still go home with 500. Please.
Oh, man, not the Tony Bynes rules.
Niggas with all that fucking capping, man. Get up here and do these races.
Stop lying, man. Stop lying. Yeah, you faggot ass. Man. You ain't going to lie.
You can't race nobody.
This bitch ass nigga trying to have a conversation, man. You ain't racing nobody, man. Who are you racing?
Oh, man.
Lock me in for the 17th, Terrio. Let's do it for $1,000. Lock me in for the 17th.
Man, lock in.
What time? What time do you want to be in a fucking saving lane, man? Head
3 o'clock.
You drive your car against my regal, man.
Bet. Get your money to somebody's hand, man. 3 o'clock.
Terrio. 3 o'clock.
You deserve me.
Hold on, Terrio. Let me make sure that's not the time of our shootout.
Hold it, faggot motherfucker, did you tell me what time that you want?
Wait a minute, lock in the time.
No, hell no, I ain't locking in no 300, motherfucker. What's that? Lock in 500, motherfucker. If I don't race, I got to get you 500. Hey man, we only doing it for a G. So what's the difference of locking in at 500?
All right, Terrio, this is what I'm gonna say to you. I see you at the track, Terrio. We'll put our money in.
Terrio, we can lock in with somebody, my dad.
Terrio, when we come through the gate, let's put our
That ain't no motherfucking lock in, man.
Terrio.
Lock in.
Oh, motherfucking man.
Well, you ain't trying to lock in. You ain't trying to lock in then.
Let's put the G in your dad's hand.
Lock in the whole G then, you faggot motherfucker. Okay then.
Hey,
man, because you ain't trying to lock in.
You win, bro. I tried to lock in 300,000 of them.
Lock in 500, man, my dad can vouch for it. Terrio,
lock the man in for the 300, man. You gonna be there any goddamn way, damn fool.
Good point. Lock him in the 300, man.
Hey, I don't even want to race. It's already on the goddamn show. You worried about the wrong shit, Terrio. Man, fuck him. I'm cool. I don't even want to race. What's wrong with you, man? That nigga ain't no
good point, Shorty. Good point.
I know. This shit is recorded on the show, man. All you have to do is lock the man in.
I know you faggot motherfucker. You don't want to run in with
me. I apologize.
You motherfucker. Faggot motherfucker. Get your ass off the phone.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jeremiah. You got his ass again, Jeremiah. You got him again.
Come on, man. Hey, man, you already know that me and that motherfucker didn't have stumbles, man. I don't want to have no stumbles with that Doc Strong.
Dario, we wasn't going to have no stumbles, Dario.
No, motherfucker, we'll get somebody to vote for the money. Hey, man, we'll get somebody to vote for the money then, motherfucker.
You didn't
pay, motherfucker, to put the money in somebody's hand. You fake it, motherfucker.
Dario, you wealth on the bank, dog. I'm not mad about that.
Yeah, okay, okay. Okay, well, put the money in somebody's hand.
Somebody
hand, I'll beat your ass, motherfucker.
We like the
ball. You nasty mouth, bitch. Damn.
Put that money in somebody's hand, I beat your ass, boy.
Damn.
Put that money in
somebody's
hand, boy.
We here like the bum.
Get that money in somebody's hand, boy.
Hey, kid, I thought this was a family show, kid.
Yeah, I did too, Lee.
It is the family show.
Happy day. I'm on Boston right now for 100. I'm on Boston right now for 100.
Oh, game on.
I like the Lakers over the Nuggets, huh, Freddie?
Oh, man.
Shit, I did too. Shit, motherfucker got whipped. The Lakers ran their course, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Foolish shit. They ran their course.
Hey, kid, I'm still hurt behind the Lakers. Lord, how mercy. I can't believe this shit, kid. Lord,
hey,
have mercy.
I can tell you one thing. You look in the NBA, all this shit based around them pointers, I tell you that.
It sure will.
Yep.
So, which one of them had gave me a tip, cause I ain't see them losing, getting swept. Well, I'm still fucked up.
Yeah, I never knew they
got
whipped. I knew they was going to have a problem out of Denver with Jokic, but I didn't think they was going to get swept like that.
I know
when LeBron showed 30 in the first half, this nigga finna be tired.
LeBron said, hell with y'all. He done caught 10 catfish since he been on vacation.
Damn.
He need to build him a car. See.
Yeah, for what, Freddie? It's hard enough. The little motherfucker can't get no race locked in. What he gonna do?
You ain't lying.
Man, he just gonna have some fun with him. Shit, he just gonna do like Fletcher Cox.
Okay.
Oh, man.
It's just gonna look good.
Not Big Fletch.
He gonna have fun. Fuck what y'all talking about. Wow.
You mean? Hey, Freddie, I stand down. You right.
Yeah, he just gonna have fun. Because who gonna race you?
Nobody, baby.
You just said it, motherfucker. Fletcher Cox. You got the right one.
We like the phone.
I'll lock his ass in.
Gotta have that phone. Oh, we like the
phone. Man, Boston finna beat these people.
If Boston win tonight, they gonna win the series.
Ooh, wee.
Boston finna beat these people. And come back, and they're going to be the first motherfucker to do it. I'm telling you.
Yep.
Well,
also, make history if they win it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm so glad y'all called talking about basketball and Tom Jeremiah and stereo.
Yes,
man. Oh, man.
Man, they was using some explicit language, so I just throw some else in there, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They made me grab one of them good reefers.
Man, that's what they. I got one rolling up already.
I got one because I knew they was gonna be.
It's gonna be some funny shit on this show tonight. You believe me?
Oh man,
I got this motherfucker reefer rolling up ready.
Hey Jeremiah.
Hey Fred. That motherfucker faggot motherfucker. If he want to put the money in somebody's hand, we put it in somebody's hand, motherfucker. That faggot ain't trying to race, man. That faggot,
oh,
man.
Man.
Hey, no. You already
know
if motherfuckers already had an issue with the money, fuck that. I don't feel like talking
about it.
Yes, sir.
You got to be dumb as a box of rocks to the head issue and know the man ain't going to be arguing with it.
What that?
Come on, Flop.
you got to be out your you got to be out of your mind to already be done had issues with him and to be arguing with him about racing, and you know he ain't gonna race you.
Wow.
You just
Just let the cock on the line. I'll lock his ass in before football season. Get him off.
Oh, man.
Hey, Terry, yo, you my big brother. And the only thing I can say is that you got to stop getting so hype. Me and my man. You ain't going to get none of it. But you want to be going slap off. Slap off.
Hey. That faggot ain't gonna race, man. That faggot is talking his shit. The faggot was telling me to pick a time. And then once I pick a time, the faggot said, wait a minute, let me see if I'm gonna be in the shootout and all that. Man, he don't say I'm gonna put a shootout aside for that they will put us in. That faggot motherfucker is talking shit, man. That's
they
all he's trying to
say.
Yeah, that faggot motherfucker, I'm going to make him look like a bitch that he is. Every time I hear his
voice on it, talking that shit. Faggot ass.
Wow. All right, sir. I'm
going to
just stay out the way.
I know that's right. Yeah, man.
I just want to see who the toughest is. It won't be the South or the West. That's what I want to find out.
Eddie, where that nigga go? That nigga came on the phone with all that whooping the captain. Where the fuck he go?
Uh-oh.
I hear you faggot motherfucker. You got somebody to talk for your money. Come on. You got somebody to talk for your money. You got somebody to talk for your money. You faggot motherfucker.
I don't need
you
nobody
back.
Mario, you will never fucking race me, bro. You hear me when I said that? You will never race me, bro. Never.
As long as you don't put no money up, you race. You faggot motherfucker.
I'll
suck your kitty again if you pull it out and put it in my face again.
Oh, man, not suck the kitty.
Not suck the motherfucker. You my food, motherfucker.
Lord,
that was back here.
Oh my god, damn. That goddamn kid, man.
What is that noise?
I don't know. Somebody got some feedback sound like.
Show.
Oh,
man.
And somebody called me and got feedback.
That second motherfucker told me that shit about you got out of peace. That shit was coming in and fell off the shit. He ain't got that. He my goon. He my fucking...
Got me working day and night. Oh, Lord. Got me working day and night.
Thank you so much for the job, Mike. He got alopecia. Okay. He got Carolisha.
Oh, that man. Not the alopecia.
What?
Hey, Terrio. You ain't even worth me to keep going back and forth with, bro. Your bitch ass ain't on nothing. You ain't on shit, boy.
I'm gonna beat your
damn
ass and raise you.
No, you won't. You didn't have a chance to lock me. Your bitch ass did something.
No, I didn't.
You didn't have a chance to lock me in. Your stupid ass did something, dummy.
No. I'm coming to teach you, faggot motherfucker. I'm trying to beat your ass on the race scene, motherfucker, with your faggot ass. That's what I'm doing, faggot motherfucker.
Wow.
I'm going to throw you, drag it.
Lean up this ass. You have to drop your faggot ass. Drop the ball.
Your faggot ass
up on the sofa. You
faggot
motherfucker.
You faggot motherfucker.
You faggot ass. You got to be a dumb. I think I'm very smart. You faggot motherfucker. I'm coming to you. You faggot ass. Somebody on the speakerphone. And they got their mic open. Could you please mute your mic if you ain't talking?
Sounds like somebody washing dishes or something, man.
They're doing something, but they got their mic open.
Not the dishwasher.
All they got to do is mute their mic, and they don't have to worry about it being in the background.
I got Boston right now for 100.
Boston must be tearing their ass up again.
They only up by two. Yeah. Fred, you trying to gamble, baby.
They playing in Miami now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that might be a good bet then.
Damn, it's a damn good bet. Ain't hitting on either. Anybody let me know for the man.
Let me hit that.
No, this Freddie Cushman here.
Oh, that's Freddie. Shit, what? Let me hit that, Freddie.
Man, I'll roll you one right now, baby.
Oh, man.
I like to smoke to the head. I want everybody to smoke to the head. If y'all don't know what that means, that means smoke by yourself.
Don't give Big Eddie none of that. He might throw that walk away.
Yeah, he might get on the good foot.
Yeah, he might do the James Brown. Get on the good foot.
Yes, sir.
Wow. You know, these young boys got that new high power stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that chemical off. Shit.
Yeah, sir. This shit here tastes like candy.
Oh, man.
How sweet it is.
Even when you're tough, it takes
over. I got Boston for 100 right now. I got that for the Golden Plain in Miami. I'm trying to gamble.
Oh, man.
Cash out ready.
I like Scrap over Jeremiah. Betting on the wind light.
Oh, shit. Say back to the bases, huh?
Back to the band. I like Scrap over Jeremiah, and I like Petey over Cootie, whatever that boy name is out of Detroit.
Cootie.
Not the Motor City Cootie.
Yeah. I like Petey over over Motor City Cootie, and I like Scrap over Jerry.
Hey, nephew.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
Man, I gave Cootie one, he kept looking at me. I said, baby, you want some of this weed? I'll roll you one up and shit. The bitch said that was smoking it. And then put her shades on and say, man, when I put my glasses on, it get dark here. I said, it get hot.
Oh, that must be hot.
Took her to the moon.
Man, bitch, you smoking some Chicago weed. This ain't no Pontiac weed.
Good God almighty. Well, you may have to give him some of that on that ride home after Petey put his ass whooping down.
Yeah, well, shit.
Motherfucker got that one. You did. I hope y'all got that blink printed with them now, because I ain't going to give y'all none of mine now. And tell you not. Well, you know what? I bring some of this for y'all, and then I bring some of this for me. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say, Fred? You got certain weeds you share, and certain weeds you keep to yourself, huh?
Yeah. Shit, I share that free. That shit I buy, shit, I'm smoking that shit my motherfucker self.
I don't smoke no weed, but I'm going to be full of that Naho, ready to go.
Man, you should stop more weed, man. Ain't no wrong with more weed.
No, it ain't, hey, Freddie, it just ain't for me,
y'all. Hey, and that Naho ain't for me.
Yeah, man, that weed.
Hey, my son say, you talking his language, not that Naho.
Man, that
Naho
had me in the game, boy.
Man, he say that Naho, woo. Man, I can't handle it. I line to come in the house and whoop everybody. Y'all better leave me on the smooth shit. Man, I used to see my daddy whoop my mom ass come in drunk. I say, no, I ain't gonna never do that.
Oh, it's the opposite for me, boy. I get on that Naho and I be mellow.
As your uncle would say, oh hell.
Mm-hmm. Oh hell, John. Get John. That's what my dad said. Oh hell, go over there, get John.
Yes, sir.
Wow, I sip on that Naho, and I gotta be right.
Claw is on fire. Y'all better not bet me if y'all ain't a fool. Y'all better not bet me. Boston for the win this motherfucker. It ain't number the third quarter, 6 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
What's the score?
6-9, 6-2.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's gonna be the first time a motherfucker that came out to zero. Watch this here.
Damn, edit.
Yo.
Thought I'd set a tie with you, man. I thought I was going to get my first lock in, man.
Yeah, you almost had it, Uncle Ash.
Almost had it, man. Almost had it.
Big Eddie, you see the Silver Surfer wreck?
Yeah, I seen that, man.
Look like the gas, the throttle got stuck.
Is that what happened?
Kind of sound like it did.
Kind of
sound like it did down there. Yeah.
What happened, though, to have a car shimmying in the ass after he pulled the chute?
Oh, yeah?
The chute come out clean, and if you watch the taillights, they just went to rocking side to side like something might have broke or something happened. I thought, shit. And then when he went left and come back right to throttle, well, he was like on the flowboard or something.
Right. Yep.
I don't know. Any word on how he doing yet?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I ain't heard that.
But that's better than the guy I know up in Motor City. Driving these fast ass cars with no cage in them—that's the dumbest shit I ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Then you saw where old Red Rick down there too, in Houston.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The old
man. Hand up.
Hey, how everybody doing today?
Hey.
How everybody doing? What's going on?
Your mic is open.
All right. Got a quick question for you. Was the ambulance at the track?
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. I don't think it
was. They had no ambulance that truck. Had to airlift him out of there.
Yeah, airlift him, right.
Wow. Yep.
Ain't nowhere in hell. Nobody on my team finna go down no track. And ain't no ambulance there.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Nope. All right, well, I'm going back on mute. I'm going to have some noise. We in the shop messing around. I just had to ask that question.
Yeah, when I heard that, I was kind of shocked.
Yeah, you need that. Yeah. So safety is the most important thing about what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, man. Oh, we got a hand up, y'all.
There's no ambulance. That could only happen at 41. It must have been at 41.
Oh, man.
That can't happen nowhere else, man. It had to only be at
41. No, they didn't have them there.
That's the only place they had.
I never hear about no other track with 41 doing that. So that had to be.
Yeah, reckon it. No ammo, man.
It had to be 41. I just knew it had to be 41.
Yeah, man.
I'm on me. 41.
Be careful, D. Be careful.
I'm just asking for a friend, you know. I mean, I hear all the time about 41 don't have, so it had to be 41 they were talking about. It's just not possible for it to be another track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But be careful, D. See, I got motherfuckers boycotting me and mad at me. Be careful, man. Cut that out.
This wasn't 41.
Why we ain't got Hulu no more?
Hey, Big Ed, they say mad at me so much. Huh? You didn't think I was born when niggas mad at me. So,
yeah. Wow.
Everybody mad.
Same what I said, Freddie B. You didn't think he was born that way.
Yeah,
you know, all I hear, 41 this and 41 that. So I figured it had to be 41.
No, it wasn't 41. That was in Orangeburg.
You got bad information.
Oh, I got bad information. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got some bad information. It couldn't happen at another track. No way to happen at another track. That type of stuff only happens at 41. All you got to do is get the guys out of Detroit on there, tell you. Get the little man. The chemo. It only happened at 41. That's not possible.
Do they have an ambulance at Milan?
It's not possible to go down.
I'm just asking for a fan. As a fan.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know they need them. You know they need an ambulance at Milan.
That's dirt.
Anytime you got somebody walking around kicking over barbecue grills and shooting people down with water, you know you need an ambulance there, man.
Yeah, I guess you got a point there because you might knock over a grill or something on somebody and they might have to rush them to the hospital. Them hot coals be done got on. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Y'all cut that out. That lady gone, man.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still happening.
She might be hiding in the bushes. I'm not finna go over there on Plank Road. Mm-mm.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me, y'all. Hey, that's got to be some good shit. There's got to be some good shit over there.
Yes, Lord. It tastes like candy.
Tastes like candy.
Tastes like candy.
Yes,
What's up? What's wrong with you?
Where Big Ma go, y'all? Where Big Ma go? Big Ma, yeah, come on, man. Hit the one button, man. I don't know. Maybe he ain't on here, man. Big Mog, Big Mog, where you at, my clock, brother?
Uh-oh.
I know who that is. Come on in here, bro.
What up, Bill?
Lincoln.
What's happening?
What's going on, Lincoln?
Not a whole lot, man. We're just helping some people out today. Broke down on the road today. Car running hot.
Oh, man.
I got them going.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a good Samaritan.
Got them going. They going on and enjoy their holiday now. They keep on going on up their road.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, cause I wouldn't know what to do with telling people to get some water, Leon.
Mm-mm, Terry, I wouldn't even let him meet you. I'm back. I've been on the phone listening at you over there coughing like you about to drop everything.
Man, I'm smoking some this Christmas shit. You know what I mean? Holiday,
oh, man.
Weed,
yeah.
You know?
Not the holiday weed.
Hey, I'm gonna get Zabo. I'm gonna get Zabo a little green. So,
man, not Zabo, man.
Old man got that to be smoking good too. You feel me?
His braids might grow a little longer.
Like, yeah, you ain't gonna do
it. Mine show growing with this good reaper.
What you said, Lika?
I thought maybe you probably would have went to the grow today.
No.
Grow.
Yeah, they grow. Usually have their Memorial Day shit up there.
Mm-hmm.
Wise guys and all that crap.
Holding up the fucking shootout.
Tell you what, kid, they better have their thermos suit on. If it got cool here today, I know it got cool up there.
Yeah,
oh, that's good nachos weather up there now.
Nitrous and Marvel getting out of control.
I just better hope don't know do set in on their ass, you know, from their hot.
Oh, see, that's
to dropping
set
into
in.
The cold.
Oh, that's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. There's going to be some dew.
Doo-doo.
Mm-hmm.
That too.
Oh, Lord. Cut it out, man. Cut it out. Yes, sir. All right, y'all. Where y'all at?
I'm sure waiting on them. I will ride to come over in here and shut the show down.
Oh, man, not Private Ryan.
Not Private. Lieutenant?
I want Buckwild.
I thought he was a sergeant or some shit, but it's Private.
Sure.
That's he was the sheriff. I know that.
Hey, Flop, I got a question for you. Somebody asked me about Hattiesburg. You heard any updates on it?
Nope.
Okay.
Ain't heard much of nothing.
Yep.
Bub City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh,
man, I don't know what part of the military.
Hit it one time.
Oh, man.
Come on, man, one time.
Oh, man.
You play too much.
I got the board tonight, man.
Oh, man.
Last night the board went out. I'd have had to sing it. But I can play that platinum record tonight, man.
Hey, man, will somebody get Lieutenant Sergeant Ryan police?
What you think the baby's doing that for?
Oh.
He, last night I think he was a POW, man.
Oh, man. Not a POW.
Yeah, prisoner of war.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Mhm. I'm sitting on my trans break, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor, on the motor.
I'm sitting on my trans break, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor, on the motor.
How? There I go, baby, and I'm in the groove.
On the motor, on the motor.
Mm-hmm.
On the motor, on the motor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Attention, attention. That is all.
Yay.
Oh, man. Y'all play too much.
If anybody can sing that better than that superstar, Big Eddie, Uncle Larry giving away 2 free tickets to the Grudge, the show on the 17th of June. Anybody going once?
I could.
Nah, Leaky, they ain't gonna get it, man.
Yeah, I'm you gotta
sing the background
and all.
Why you ain't come in with the organ? Why they was singing? Why you ain't play the organ? That's all I call you for, yeah, man. Well, came in with the organ. You know.
Hey, you said the song. You didn't say the whole song.
Oh, man.
You got him that time, Leaky.
So did.
God damn it. Y'all Miami coming back?
Yeah,
you heard anything on
nobody take that back.
Flop, you heard anything on Black Gal and Jesse James?
I'm actually watching the All Steel, All Glass shootout right now. I ain't heard nothing else. I don't know if they done already win or what. I know Jesse looked good earlier.
Yeah, he did.
Ball back like he wasn't worried about him, though.
No, he damn sure did.
What are you doing last night with high blood pressure?
I don't know.
I thought he split 1-1.
Mm-hmm. I'll be glad when they put some paint on goddamn it, Jesse James.
Yeah.
Look too much like Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, it looks just like Wesley.
Oh, he faster than Wesley, so they don't look the same going down the track.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
a normal kid's hell for that.
You got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them.
Somebody down there got Herb's old car too.
Yeah, I know. I saw him make a good hit last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, somebody said something about it too. Yeah.
I know that first 48 car all steel, all glass. It looked good.
What kind of car is that that girl driving, baby mama? You know what kind of car that is?
A Mustang. A red Mustang.
Oh, okay. A red Mustang, okay.
She was supposed to be running boss yesterday. I don't know what happened with that.
Yep.
Is she riding like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Flop, you might as well move back to Chicago as much as you on our lives, man. You might as well come on back, man.
Well,
come back home,
man.
I really get sick of that y'all line, this and that. I'm on the phone line. Because I could say y'all on the phone show with me then.
Hey, Flop, why don't you come back home? Come back home. Come back down.
I miss you, man.
Home,
I miss
Chicago.
You.
Because if that was the case,
miss you, man.
All y'all was... Y'all was into the silver circle business. That was down south, so y'all sure be hanging down where they racing it.
Flop.
Y'all might well come on down. We got houses.
Flop, you can get all the turkey chips you want then.
Now, Terry, I'll try to get you to build you a joint down here. You can't have me working in it, so I'll eat up 90% of your profits.
Oh, man.
They miss you, man. They miss
you. I'm going to put my ghoul in there. That bald-headed motherfucker. That my ghoul, I'm going to put him in there.
See, they just want me to come up there so Jeremiah can jump on me easily.
Oh, man.
I don't want no problems with that Regal.
Little Jeremiah trying to go, y'all.
I like your profile picture too, Flop, with the Golden Gate Bridge on it.
Oh, kid, you are
I said, let
hey,
me
kid,
fuck with Flop for a minute.
Said, what was the one you said when I put the streets up? You said, what you said, San Francisco or something out the streets.
Shit, I forgot that, Flop. I saw that picture. I said, let me fuck with Flop for a minute. He posting the Golden Gate Bridge. Oh, boy.
Man. I know Brandon and them ought to be watching. They say they got the baddest all steel, all glass car in the country.
Oh, man.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
I heard somebody mention something about somebody named Fletcher Cox or Knox or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
A little earlier. Yeah.
Number 91 for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, that who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's supposed to be a bad motherfucker with a race car or something?
Yeah, well, he got a bad car.
Man, ain't no such thing, man. If that motherfucker ain't faced Mudbone too, he ain't faced nothing.
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah, lock his ass in. Get him on.
Mm-hmm.
Get him on.
He might be getting ready to go. He might be getting ready to go to football camp now. Might not have
time.
He
better go to some kind of camp because he's gonna be a race car camp. He fuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
yeah.
Man.
He threw a new trick. How to get his ass whooped.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Yeah, man. Hello?
Damn, Eddie, your buddy Willie Dog down in Texas eating goddamn a whole lot of tacos and shit.
So
Oh man,
I was drinking the lemonade, talking about here the lemonade was good.
Mm-hmm.
Good lemonade.
By the time he get back to Georgia, goddamn, he gonna have him a big sombrero on.
Oh no! Come on, kid.
I ain't trying to
play. Huh? What to do?
Boss ain't ready yet.
Boss out of town, man. He in the restricted area.
What?
No, I'm looking at the game. That ain't no fucking offensive foul. He in the restricted area.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
I would challenge that if I was Miami.
Kimo just come out of nowhere screaming and hollering. It's hard as it is.
That's Motor City Kimo.
He better be quiet. Baby might be on this motherfucker.
Oh, man.
I ain't finna argue with no bum ass niggas now. What's the deal, man? What's going on with y'all today, man?
What you trying to say, Kimo?
Hey, don't let him say it again. Don't make him say it again, man.
Like
please don't make him say it again.
Baby need to go get him some money and build him a race car.
Let's go.
Oh, man.
He got a motorcycle.
No, man. Man, you ever seen it?
Damn.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hey, now we can say we seen your shit.
Well, okay.
I can't be honest with motherfuckers. Ain't never had shit. Ain't never did shit. What's wrong with that? Why y'all
damn,
doing,
Kimo.
Why y'all doing,
how long you been holding that in, Kimo?
How y'all boys been doing today?
All right, how you doing,
pretty
bro?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Hang in there, Kimo. Hang in there.
Got to stay in your place sometimes.
Yeah, sir.
You know what? You remember when we was younger? And you got in grown folks conversation, you find yourself getting the fuck off the ground.
Uh-oh. I got a good one, Brian McGee in first 48. That's who Brandon needs to grab. That's a good one here. Shit. Nitrous on nitrous.
Well, man.
All steel, all glass.
Oh, Lord. Hamburger.
What you do?
They down one, baby. Got Bell Miami.
Let's see.
Yet.
Kimo, you hollering about getting in grown folks' business and building a race car. You haven't done neither, nigga. You're not grown. You've been hollering about this hunk of junk for the last 5 years. Anybody see that shit? That's why you made a joke from day one. What you want, nigga?
Have you ever had a race car?
Yes.
Okay, so everybody has seen you have a race car before, right?
Yeah, keep on. I'm known.
Not all right.
Tragedy, but I'm a fact.
First 48.
I haven't raced in 100 years. Okay, man, why you don't see money trying to lock nobody in? You right around here locking jokers in with no car, bragging about a joker. That's a joke. Hollering about people that are staying in their place when you don't have a place. Who are they? Nobody.
Brother D.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm not going to argue with you about
you
what I
argue. You shouldn't argue. You never win. You should not. If I was you, I wouldn't do it neither. All you do is lose.
Hey, brother, can you talk
to the certified, qualified, and undignified winner? That lets you know you are a...
Damn.
Hey,
brother,
Be true with them about to do just that. If you'd have kept your mouth shut, I wouldn't have said nothing.
Hey, don't read something about politics.
By running your mouth, as always. Yes,
if you read some of that politics shit, you'll know that you're voting for the wrong party.
That's the problem you got right now. I told you it was too dumb. And then they didn't brainwash you all over again. Kimo, you just believe anything them dumb racist Republicans tell you. You really do. And every now and then, you get another dumb man right along with you.
How y'all get? Big Eddie, how do y'all allow this, man? We don't want to hear about the politics.
Let me tell you how it happened. Because he know he couldn't win the argument on racing, so he tried to go somewhere else. I mean, this is Kimo. This is what he do. You all should have learned how to expect that by now from him. Coming from here.
Wow.
That's Kima. Back to the racing. He comes in to start a disturbance. That's his name, Kimo.
Man, they trying to cheat my boys out this game. God damn.
He's with the other teams, the Boston side of winning.
Man, this is crazy. I want to see Miami win, baby. But whoever win out the East ain't going to beat goddamn Utah, wherever that fucking team, Jazz.
It's the Nuggets. He didn't make them Utah.
Timber Nuggets.
Jazz Nuggets. Boy, he done gave him a name, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's a Kimo.
Oh, man.
He going to do with him, kid. Oh, man. I have to accept this call, but I can't not leave him out.
Whoever wins, they ain't the Bulls, so what the fuck?
Well, the Bulls ain't going to win another championship for 20 years, man.
Oh, man.
Detroit right there with him. Detroit
31.
I mean, who counted?
They right up the road there on East 94.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Well, next year, we're going to get some kind of championship, either with the Bulls or the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all will win one with the Bears before the Bulls.
Well, Kimo, I have to go along with you on that one, the Bears for the Bulls. But the Bulls have won more than Detroit have.
Well, man.
Just keeping it real.
Nick, the Bulls weren't winning shit until they motherfucker broke Detroit up, motherfucker. Jordan couldn't get past Detroit before they broke him up.
Mm-hmm.
The expansion team. What the fuck I got to give up my players for an expansion team?
You act like Detroit, though. Somebody gave up players. That was
You took it right out of my mouth.
It wasn't just Detroit. I'm not a don't get wrong. I'm not a Bulls fan, but that didn't go just Detroit. Mm. That went across the board.
Yeah, I think New York had to give up some. I think Cleveland had to give up some. I think
gave up some.
I think LA had to give up some. Yeah.
When the expansion team come in, they get a little pick from every team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't want players from every team in the league, but they get a little pick from it. But again, we're talking to Chemo, so man, what y'all expect?
Motor City Chemo.
Oh man.
Motor City Demo.
Oh man.
Ooh wee.
Nigga, when your car gonna be ready?
I can give you the exact data. You want my
son? We don't want to hear that old riddle shit. When the fuck is it going to be ready?
All I asked you, Kimo, was I said I would give you the exact date, or do you want my son to give it to you? Because we both can give you the exact date.
Hey, right there.
To the letter.
I got 500 on a... I ain't going to bet you. I don't want to bet you.
You know you got to pay off. Well, you don't want to bet, nigga.
Yeah, I ain't never had a problem paying bet. Betty, what the fuck you got going on, man? You got these guys on. They ain't talking about nothing.
They were talking to you.
Hey, man,
you
know? I'm just
you
working the board, man. This is the Uncle Larry show.
Oh.
They were talking to people came on. He came on and called
Uncle Larry. You,
yes, sir.
Y'all ain't what you call that? When you go to the racetrack, what you call that?
Fellowshipping.
Yeah, you ain't fellowshipping on the phone tonight, man. What the fuck?
Man, we've been fellowshipping. You just got on the show there, ain't you? You just got on the show.
He has nothing else to do, Uncle Larry. He has nothing else to do. He won't.
No. I'm asking. Hey. Was you on the show at the beginning, Kimo?
No, I just got on.
Well, you missed it. We had it going on. Things kind of slowed down a little bit. We was waiting to see if any of the South Siders or the West Siders was going to, you know, finish this thing off, you know. And we were just kind of chilling for it. And I was just letting everybody breeze through what they wanted to talk about.
A motherfucker told me the South Side, he owned them, man.
South Side is a new owner?
There's a new owner, yeah. Ryan is the new owner of the West Side. That's what they told me.
You should have been on last night, Kimo. You just found it out. Ooh-wee. You found out that it's not
he was on last night.
Not, it wasn't true.
I ain't hit three lugging them try to grab hold of Ryan.
Did you hear Ryan come to the party?
Yeah, y'all didn't want him at the party. Grab y'all know Ryan would have shut.
I invited him personally. I invited that man personally, man.
Did you?
And not only that, Kimo, when you use words, sometimes you have to understand the definition of words that you say. When you say that you own the whole West Side, anybody. You can't say that word, anybody. You only can say in your area code. You know, don't say anybody because you get out your area code. You get out your area code, you're going to get your ass told.
He got, with all he can't handle, he got that white ghost, that ghost.
And we don't, we include the ghost too. You think we're discriminating? We're not discriminating. No, we're not discriminating at all.
So you saying the ghost can get some? You saying the ghost can get some too?
If you get don't worry about the ghost. Don't worry about the ghost, man. But you can get some, man.
Hey, Eddie, don't do that, man.
Man, please. If I said anything wrong, prove it.
Now, Eddie, wow. I heard you and the ghost had it out the other day. What, I mean, you know the ghost.
Man, me and the ghost ain't never said one bad thing to each other.
Oh.
Oh, Duncan Robinson, baby. Yeah, well, the GOAT, so y'all didn't come up with nothing? Y'all just was at each other for a minute?
Ain't no need of coming up with nothing now. We got to get right first.
Who is we?
Clock off, homeboy. Ain't you heard
the
that
GOAT's
before?
The GOAT's ready. I thought they said the GOAT was ready. You got to get right, too?
I don't know. I ain't in his business.
Oh.
All I know is our business. But what you call your car, man? What you call your car?
The mud bone? You want to run my car with the mud bone?
You goddamn right.
Man, Eddie, don't do that. I just will.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't do that, Eddie.
Your car the ghost too, ain't it?
Nah, the ghost is one car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just thought yours might have been ghost too because I ain't seen it.
Mm-hmm. Nah, hey, Eddie. I don't take pictures and put them up like most of you guys. Most of you guys won't put pictures up before the car even roll off the out of the garage. I don't do that. They told me the game was to be sold, not told. You guys tell on yourself.
Well, they also told me, goddamn it, stick with your crew. That's where your business is supposed to be at.
Well, hold on. How you stick with your crew and you be drawn down on one of your crews? When you say stick with your crew, that don't mean you draw down on your goddamn crew.
Well, I don't know no crew that I do down on. What crew I do down on?
Yeah. Chuck, you always talking shit to Chuck.
Chuck ain't clocked off. He's out of town most wanted.
Why are you over there helping your motherfucking ass with your car and shit?
Because we friends, man. What, friends can't race?
Oh, man. So you want him to set your time and then you going to go racing. Hey, Eddie, don't do that, Eddie.
I want him to fix my car. I want him to fix my car so I can whoop his ass.
I know you ain't that big of a fool, man.
Now, who the fool if I whoop his ass and he didn't fix up my car? Who the fool?
Man, you think he going to let you take his money? He going to fix your car so you can take his money?
You whoop your friends and make better friends.
Man.
That's right, D. That's deep.
if your friend gonna get angry with you because you beat him in a race, he really wasn't your friend. What are you talking about, Kimo?
Right.
Whether he whooped my ass or I whooped his ass,
we still gonna be friends, man.
Yeah, Chuck ain't gonna be mad if he win or lose. Chuck gonna get him a six pack and he gonna down that six pack and he gonna talk trash no matter how the race go.
And this is what he gonna say, D.
This
is what he gonna say. Man,
yeah.
Big Eddie.
Man, Chuck.
Yeah, you put a whacking on my
Chuck
ass.
he gonna be the same Chuck, win, and lose, or draw.
Hey, you see Leon whooped his ass shit. They still friends?
Jeez. Chuck don't think about mess like that. No sooner race is over with. They go to the next race. About no winning no race.
Hey, G, and you didn't make it so bad. Right now, there ain't nothing to talk. I got to win first. She might whoop my ass.
Exactly. You got to first win the race.
And you ain't going to have one.
You got to first be in the race.
Hey,
you got to do something Kimo not going to do. You got to be in it.
What the hell wrong with your phone, man, that every time you call somebody, it's private? I just seen your text, man. I don't answer these private calls, man. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
That nigga know that nobody want to be bothered with him. That's why he's private. He know nobody else in that class. Nobody else has to call but me.
I know. Don't run off and leave me, boy. So why
nigga calling my phone. Nigga, get me in.
You know anybody else gonna answer?
Boy, I look up people on the phone. Boy, I didn't know that was you. Put the rock down, man.
Hey, man.
What Tim House when you need him? That's what I want to know. God damn it, keep on here. What Tim House when you need him?
Yeah, put the run down.
I bet you will go and you get bro Tim when he go. He ain't gonna be bothered with him.
All right. Bro Tim,
he know bro Tim will run him clear up off the phone with that Christmas.
Hey, Skin saved him from baby last night, and he on here again trying to start some. What baby?
Baby was going in. You know, baby went in like he had license to go in on
it. Ooh, goddamn, baby. And then I tried to calm him down in the private room, D. He cussed me out and hung up. Then next thing I know, he is on somebody else's line.
Cold ball here. They got in on ball here, man.
If it went for ball head, man, that man would have never stopped. God damn it, Skin. He ain't quiet him down. He ate a baby in one bottle and quiet him down, man. Thank God for Shorty last night.
As long as he can go in on chemo, he okay, though. He don't care about nothing else.
Yeah, he all right, boy. So everyone yes,
sir.
Wow.
Kimo know he can't have a baby, but yes, he'll tell, ask him what he tells you. He know when church on the move, get on the road, Jack, he in a world of trouble.
Oh, Lord.
He knows a church on the move.
Uh-huh.
There's none other.
I will be.
Yes, sir. Church is the one and only, right?
Boom.
You won't know it. Ask him, see what he tell you. Yeah, you can't mess with church. Church is going to sanctify it on Kimo. Call him everything in the book, on the book and around the book, and do it all in 2 minutes.
Mercy.
Oh shit, the game over with that kid. The game over with that.
Church. Kimo, what's the score of the game?
What are you at?
98 to 89.
Who's the way?
Boston. Oh, kid.
Boston. They finna tie
the series. How the series stay? How the series stay in there?
Three to two.
It's gonna be 3-3 here
if
Boston wins.
Yeah, Boston look like they're gonna win.
Yeah, that'd be Boston, damn the game seven.
Boston won this one, won the championship.
Yeah, I would have to say that too.
Yeah. And then Denver gonna win the whole thing.
We know not one else. We know Kimo ain't gonna do nothing with it. Today, tomorrow, and yesterday, and later. We call Bartim and get him on this phone.
Yeah, we'll go with him when we need him.
Name, Kimo gone. Kimo probably hung up already. Yes. Mentioned that Bartim's name, boy. He's like tongue kissing around, snake. He just ghost.
Oh, Lord. Come out, hit the one button, man.
What
side? He must not be on here, man.
He gonna cut. I bet he dive in on Kimo straight out that gate. Kimo, they got to warm up, bro. Tim come in. out to shoot on Kimo's head. But Kimo, you over here, man, ain't raced in 15 years. How about that joker? Let me call Bertie and get him on here. Sick of Kimo. Sick of Kimo, man. Get him on here. Man.
Okay. What? Well, he's gonna go home and go to bed. Man, nothing. We've been outside all day, brother.
Why are we going to bed?
Because it's 10 o'clock at night, bro.
No, it's not.
What time is it going to be? For what, man?
Hey, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? What's up?
You knocked him dead last night, man. You knocked him dead.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. That was a nice party last night.
You sure got
I probably would have been more resistant, you know, than just Vaughn them, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it would have been a little more resistance, but hey, man.
Well, maybe you throw the knockout. Maybe you throw the knockout last night. Maybe the point was made. I don't know.
The point is going to be made on the 17th.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Even young Kyrie came on last night.
No.
Yes, sir. He got a couple of left hooks, but he came on.
Wow.
Yeah, they was at him.
Again, I bet Kimo don't be there. I don't have my phone. What's wrong with this stuff on the phone? Put this phone. Here's my confession. Was it jump off of it?
Oh,
hey,
no,
D, what's funny is, man, the man act like he was surprised that I mentioned running Mutt Bone 2 with his ass. What the hell a surprise is? That's a real car.
That's a surprise is that you joined on a ghost. He thought you on it. This is what I've been seeing. Let's figure that out. I'm telling you the truth. That's a surprise. On a ghost. See, he wanted,
oh, man.
He wanted to take the grade as a ghost. Yeah, but we got
the
unfriendly
ghosts, and we just got the ghosts.
The ghosts.
Come on, D.
That'd be Kimo-ski.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Damn, you just can't be scared of everything with a turbo on it, man. Y'all ain't gonna be Superman.
My bone.
Yes, sir.
You took your medicine.
I don't need none, man. You right now, you my medicine. Just because you got two blows up in front of that motherfucker don't mean you're gonna be right. You got to show motherfuckers you're right. Turbos don't make you the fastest thing in the world if they ain't doing what they supposed to do. Shit. Especially when you ain't seen them go down the track. God damn it, I'd be the first motherfucker to back up if you look like a missile.
Don't you do this and then when they get on your ass, or I was just playing. I don't do that,
motherfucker. Hey, what did I just say? I just told you, if you look like a missile, I'd be the first one to back up. But there ain't no backing up, I'm pretty sure, for you, man. Moving forward. You just have to get it. That's all I'm saying, Kimo. I ain't saying your car ain't shit because I ain't seen nothing about it. I ain't gonna never say that. I don't know nothing about your car, man.
You don't have to say it. I'll say it for you. He
ain't got a nigga car ain't shit.
Oh, shit.
It ain't got no damn
car
shit.
Oh, man. Say, Kimo, the time of your drag racing, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
I'm like, shut up, man. That nigga ain't gonna do shit. I'm like,
bitch,
that nigga ain't gonna do shit.
Yeah.
Oh, what? What's going on,
Big Eddie? Ain't nothing happening, man. Just chilling.
Yes, sir. Let's pop in.
Yeah.
Uncle Eddie likes his game, my bad.
Hey, Kimo, y'all having the show tomorrow night?
You gotta ask
Lil Will. No, I ain't got no communication with that brother. I just look out for it, man. I just call and see.
Think you don't come on after Thursday. I don't know. Shit. What can I say? But if it would have been nice.
There's a whole lot of them don't come on after Thursday, Uncle Man.
Okay.
They start Monday through Thursday. Oh, yeah, they go Sunday too. Yeah, so, no, I'm going to say Sunday what? Through Thursday.
Because
if Kimo and I have a show, they should be on that motherfucker.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, man, but hey.
Yeah.
Did anybody lock in?
Nah, not tonight. We thought we had one, but it didn't go good. We got one last night.
Who lost last night?
Eric and White Girl. What's the name of Eric Cobb? Blue something.
I don't know.
and white girl.
Okay. I like Verdino.
I heard that. Let me see what I do with that lock in. Head versus white girl. Heads up, pro 3/8 mile. Crack rule. And what was the lock in? I forgot the lock in. I didn't put that down. I forgot what it was now. 500 on 2,000 or better, or 1,500 or better, something like that.
You was over here in the same and you left this thing fucked up. Oh, my bad.
Oh, shit, he over there talking.
My bad.
Marvin, Ma, don't worry about it, bro.
Nobody knows. Nobody still ain't heard nothing about Tony Bynes and Jethro.
And we're Big Mark here tonight. Big Mark, hit the one button, man. If he ain't know here now, he gonna have to go in through somebody's line. Yeah, man.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, she got quite a few left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody try to wait and see. They want to see what's going to happen with that south side, west side thing. I'm telling you, Eddie, you knocked them dead last night, man.
Oh, man, all three lugging them knocked them dead. I was just hosting the show.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, it'll be the same thing. It happened for me. But me, I think the point was made. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's the point. Yeah.
Man, where that damn Bud at, man? Get Bud on the phone.
Hey, tell Chemo get off of mute his phone. That's Chemo sleep.
Game 7, baby. Game 7.
Chemo, oh, yeah.
Get off of mute. Go on mute, Chemo.
Damn, Chemo.
Did you hear something?
We didn't put the baby to sleep, man. Hey, Marvin.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
Hey, Marvin.
What's going on, Big Daddy? What's going on?
What's the name of your car, man?
Oh, Killer B.
Killer Bee.
Yes, sir. Put that thing off in the ass.
Oh, and, is it safe to say you represent Clock Talk, man?
Oh, I'm definitely Clock Talk, without a doubt.
All right, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm
putting you down, man. Putting you down.
Clock Talk for all day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Representing to the fullest, baby.
Yes, sir. Anybody else want to come to the winning side before you get fucked up? We on short notice now, goddamn it. We on short notice.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
a lot of motherfuckers gonna
get
fucked up.
Yeah,
man.
Yes, sir. A lot of.
Put a name on it.
Yeah, I mean, shit. If they can't put a name on it, it's whoever decides they
want to
go.
Yeah, man.
Whoever
decides they want to go. Hey, hold on, Uncle Larry, man. I'm going to see if I can get him, man. He probably hide from us, man, because Leroy told him we was at his ass. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he might be hiding, man.
Yeah.
Bud. A bud, man.
Who had?
Bud. We had his ass because he didn't dress for me and come to the party last night.
Yeah.
That's one of our Clocks Off brothers, man.
Man, who was that building a storage room? All I hear is ladder stacking and shit. My buildings are making.
Oh, man.
One word you
pick
up when you
Wow.
Man, get Kimo out of here, man.
Is that kid? Is that a kid?
That's Kimo, man. Kimo himself, he won the game and everything.
I couldn't get a man that song. Go ahead, Uncle Larry.
I'm trying to get kids to respond.
Kid might have lost a lot of money tonight, man.
Okay. I don't want to disturb him, but
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably drowned in his sorrows. And now they got to go back to Boston for game 7. Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. He belonged to the street. All right, well, Uncle Larry, they can quiet down on us, man.
Yeah, it sounds like his brother kid gone and everybody quieting down. So I guess we'll get ready and go and pull the card on. We thought that the other guy was going to come in, but they didn't come in, and then everybody else had died also. Ain't no sense just sitting up looking and talking to one another, you know? So what I'm first yeah. thing I'm going to do, I'm going to thank everybody for coming on the show tonight, and we wish we could have got it a little bit deeper than what it's got, but Brother Eddie took him on the voyage. Yeah, Brother Eddie took him on the voyage to the bottom of the sea last night, so I guess I have to do a little top water. But anyway,
man, you did your thing tonight.
Ah,
you did your thing tonight.
Oh man, it was okay. Could have been better. Always can be better. There's always room for improvement. But at the same time, I just want to say to each and everybody that's on the show, we appreciate y'all for participating, coming and listening to the clock show. That's the stuff. Because we don't have no problem with opening the floors up, that y'all come in and enjoy yourselves and do what you do, walk in, race your fellowship. You got it, whatever, just David. And I'm going to say, God bless each and every one of you all. Eddie, could you play my intro and take us out of here?
Well, I want to play a little something else, Uncle Larry, so they can smooth sail up out of here, if you don't mind.
I don't mind, go ahead. Again, I gotta make a U-turn.
gotta turn around, y'all, 'cause I was going the wrong way. I gotta start all over again. I gotta make a U-turn.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, grab some headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth will be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard.